Good morning, everyone. It's great to see all of you. How are you today? They're like, who is this person? Doesn't look like Pastor April. I'm Pastor Greg, and it's great to be with you this morning, and I have a question for you. It is a true or false question. Are you ready? Brothers and sisters always get along. True or false?
True.
True. Wow. False. Oh, I hear more false. Why? Why is that false?
They're with each other a whole lot.
I also heard they argue. They argue over different things, right? Yeah. They love each other, right? Brothers and sisters, but sometimes we don't always agree. Yeah.
I agree.
You agree most of the time?
I actually agree with my brother because and that's my mom and dad.
Oh, your mom and dad are out there and they're listening too.
Yeah.
That's a
dragon or a truck.
Oh, it's unless it's a dragon or a truck, it's okay. Cool. Sound like a good sister. Jesus told a story about two brothers. Can I tell you real quick about it? One brother decided that he would take all of his money, asked his dad for all the money that he could get. Dad gave it to him and he went away. And unfortunately, he spent all of his money, just kind of wasted it. And he was far away from home and he got hungry, and he didn't even have enough money for food. So one day, when he didn't have any food and he was in the pig pen, can you imagine that? You think that's a smelly place to be with the pigs? He was watching the pigs eat, and he said, boy, I would give anything just to be able to eat what the pigs are eating. And it hit him. He went like this. He said, maybe I should go home, and maybe I should apologize to my dad and say, please take me back in. You don't even have to call me your son. You can call me one of your servants. But let me come home and be with you. So he turned around and came home. And guess what the dad did? Anybody know? What's that? Gave him more money? No, he didn't give him more money. Even better. Took care of him. The first thing his dad did when he saw him coming was go out and give him a big hug and tell him how glad he was he was home. And then, in a way of giving him more money, he gave him clothes, because he didn't have any clothes, and he gave him the best party he possibly could, because he was so glad to have his son back. Now, that's one son. That he had an older brother, and his older brother followed the rules all the time. And guess what? What did his older brother do when his younger brother came home?
Hug him.
I wish he had hugged him. That's what God had wished, too. What? He was angry, and he told the dad, he says, you know what? He says, I've been here the whole time, and I've been working, and I've been doing the right things, and you never threw me a party. So he was upset, and he wouldn't go to his younger brother's party. And guess what his dad told him? He said, older brother, I love you more than anything in the world. I love your younger brother more than anything in the world. And I wish you would come and join us because we are throwing a party because we thought your younger brother was lost and now he is found. And there is enough love for all of you all the time. Now, you know why Jesus told that story? Because he was telling us about God's love for us. And that even if we're lost and we come home, God welcomes us home and throws us a party. And even if we're staying home with God and we're always doing the right things, God loves us too and wants us to reach out and be part of that party. So when you're fighting with your brothers and your sisters and you're not getting along, remember that you love each other and that God loves you because God loves all of God's children. Okay? Let's pray. Dear God, thank you. Thank you for loving us always. Whether we're doing the right things or the wrong things in life, that you're always there for us, that you welcome us home, and that you always care for us. And for your love and for your grace, we always give great thanks to you. Amen. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great day.